W9JFM, Dan, go ahead.
Alrighty, real good there, Pat. Empire Bob sounds great on that. On them old Drakes there on this end. And yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I don't wish this on anything. I really, truthfully don't wish this on anybody. We've been miserable here for a few days now, and we had some company earlier in the week here, and I suspect somebody passed this along to us anyway, and usually it takes 2-3 days of incubation, I think, for you not to be contagious. There's, of course, the Waukesha Fest going on, I think, and I used to take that on years ago quite often. That's that was one of the better, bigger fests around our area here. And, of course, it crossed my mind, but once I got this viral thing here, this cold, that made up my mind that I'm not going anywhere. So, anyway, I'm on the FT2000 DX560 here, Yaesu. 21 tubes physically lit up here, and she's playing mighty fine here, according to what I see here. And I think I'm just going through in standby, but according to the meter in the ALS 600, she's showing, and I think it's a little bit of a generous peak reader there. It shows that almost, it's bouncing up to 400. I think it's more like about 300, 325 actual, according to my Autec. I compared it one time, and I think the meter in this thing, I wonder if I could set that. I think that Autec is a little more factual, but the Autec peak reader shows are usually around 300. So I wonder if there's an adjustment in that AL 600. I should calibrate it to the Autec, but it makes me feel good. Anyway, so, Pat, sounding good there, and we'll let you keep on going. Weatherbug, weather station here at the high school in Algoma showing 4 below, 18 below wind chill. So we got a little bit of huffing and puffing, showing 10 mile an hour and peak gust about 20. So she's a little bit brisk out there. So back to you, Pat. KB9GKC and Vintage Group, W9JFM. Need a cup of coffee here. Keep washing some hot stuff down. That makes me feel better. Go ahead, Pat.